Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome in. It's another hour of Sports Overnight America, the last hour of your weekend. Jeff Rich coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona on a Sunday night, 11 p.m. in the Pacific time zone. And, you know, it's another one of those great weekends in the month of May. We're waiting for it to warm up here in Phoenix, Arizona, so we can jump in the old swimming pool. But I will take anything south of 100 digits for as long as I possibly can. And I'll tell you, the NBA, it's looking like chalk on one side and starting to look a little bit like a coin flip and how quickly things can change. You know, you make your free throws, you can put a game away. You know, you get the ball with an opportunity to win the game, you got to put the game away. You know, the more opportunities that you don't capitalize on and leave on the table, that will give the other team an opportunity to get back in this series. I think that Milwaukee blew it, despite the fact they didn't lead game three from 2-0 until, you know, I want to say 110-108 in the overtime period. They had an opportunity to put this series away for all intents and purposes. And speaking of intents and purposes, I think that St. Louis went out there with a purpose. Jaden Schwartz with the Hattie, and they lead 3-2 and one win away from meeting the Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup Final. PGA Championship, congratulations to Brooks Koepka. He goes wire to wire, avoids the nerves on Sunday, and he is your PGA Championship champion. Major League Baseball, all kinds of things going on. A little nail-biter for the Cubs and the Nationals from the nation's capital. And I want to talk about Trajan Langdon being named the GM of the New Orleans Pelicans. A lot of dookies in front offices throughout the association. My name's Jeff Rich. I got a great hour coming for you. You're listening to Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211 and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
We had just done our taxes, and it was depressing. I mean, we earned good money, but we're always behind in bills. So we met with this financial advisor who found two huge problems: unplanned expenses like home repairs and medical bills, and credit cards with crazy high interest rates. Anyway, he graphed out a brilliant strategy. If we could get a favorable fixed-rate personal loan, we could pay off all our bills and credit cards and still have cash at the end of the month for emergencies and a summer vacation. He suggested BestEgg.com for their rates, and because consumers rated BestEgg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs. The online loan app took about a minute, and it didn't affect our credit score. We got our personal loan, paid off credit card bills, and lowered our monthly payment. So we bank the money we save.
When it's time to pay off debt and get ahead, visit bestegg.com/money. Funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. bestegg.com/money. bestegg.com/money. Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
All month, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid 5519 to 6119. Visit staples.com/15inrewards. For details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Get your vehicle ready for Memorial Day weekend. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for specials on motor oil and filters, cleaning products, wiper blades, towing supplies, and more. The professional parts people can help you find just what you need to help keep your weekend safe and fun. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Has it on the left of the Blue Devils. He's only got 2 points so far. Make it five as he buries a flat-footed three on the left. 10 to shoot. He drives inside to the bucket block by Zion. Get that out of there.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Sports Overnight America on Sunday night, and you know the Duke Blue Devils are going to be in the news for the next couple of weeks, maybe even more so than some of the NBA players that we are going to be talking about over the next 3 or 4 weeks here. I mean, we're getting down to it. May 30th, the beginning of the NBA Finals, that just 11 days away, a week from Thursday, as a matter of fact. And, you know, it's very likely that we're going to see the Golden State Warriors, given an absolutely unprecedented event occurring. And I think we should rule that possibility out at this point. I know the Golden State has historically done things that were unprecedented in a negative way for their franchise. But, you know, the reality is 3-0. I think we've seen Portland play their best basketball, at least in the first half of game three, probably towards the end of game two, and it just wasn't enough. It just never is with this Golden State team. Add Kevin Durant back to the equation. I mean, who's beating this team? And not that I want to see a one-sided affair in the Eastern Conference in the National Basketball Association. It's just, I don't want to see two sweeps, and then we're sitting here on our hands while the NHL, I mean, good for the NHL and all. But this is the time that we're supposed to have, you know, playoff sports. You know, this is where it's really showcased. I mean, football absolutely rules the kingdom in the months of January. And baseball has a hard time competing with the football's regular season in October. But, you know, the primetime slots do belong to them. You know, basketball and hockey have to kind of share the spotlight. And if the Bruins and the Blues are in action and we've got two series in the clubhouse because they came up three games short of going the distance, that's a problem for the NBA. I mean, not a lot you can do about it, especially if you want to pre-program your NBA finals. I mean, May 30th feels a little bit early. I seem to remember, you know, the finals taking place around the last day of school. Of course, I don't know when that is anymore. I hear, you know, I hear kids that are, you know, on their last week prior to Memorial Day these days. And then I hear about kids going to school in July. I don't know if they're still there or if they've already gone back because they get out so darn early. But it was always around like June 5th to June 10th. June 5th sticks out. It was the, you know, in first grade, it was the day that my little brother was born, and it was my last day of first grade. It's one of those few, old memories that I have in my life that doesn't, you know, that isn't associated with a sporting event. And it's really sad. I mean, like breakups, you know, just any kind of life event, you know, moving into the house that I live in. Currently, it was game five. It was the elimination game in the 2017 finals. You know, and I think about it. You know, when we bought our first house, it was, I think it was the game that LeBron was accused of quitting back in 2010. But, you know, I remember being there. I remember being at the Arizona State Washington football game during game six of the 2002 World Series. You know, we got ASU. It was my first ASU football game ever, but we left at halftime, and the Angels and the Giants, the Angels were actually coming back on the Giants in game six of the 02 World Series. You know, I could remember the bar that I was in that night, but I can mostly remember the game that was occurring. Now everything's going to kind of blur together. Now that I'm more a stay home and, you know, watch the game on the couch between mowing the lawn and, you know, and cleaning the pool. Now I got to remember these events for what they are. And I think the Blues are on a dominant run right now. I think that the Blues, ever since they won game six of the second round against the Dallas Stars, they've been on a mission. And as good a hockey team is as the San Jose Sharks are, they might be a better hockey team 9 out of 10 times. But in this series, it just feels like it's all Blues. Feels like it will be the Blues and the Bruins playing for the Stanley Cup. Always comes down to good goaltending. Binnington has been giving the Blues that. You know, they didn't see, the Sharks, they just didn't see a team this fierce as the Blues on their quest to get here. And they came back from down 3-1, but I'm not sure they come back from down 3-2. I think that was a really pivotal game, and I think that whoever won game five, and I mean, they had home ice. Never been embarrassed like that on home ice in the postseason. And how about Jaden Schwartz with the hat trick? You know, everything that the Sharks did to slow them down. I mean, you know, they tripped up Tarasenko on a breakaway. He gets the penalty shot. He capitalizes. You know, it's not like Jones is playing poorly. It's not that the Sharks are a bad hockey team. It's just that they ran into this buzzsaw. Kind of similar to what Columbus ran into. They just ran into a Boston team that's on a mission, and it will be fun to see those teams lock horns, and then we'll have the debate over whether, you know, because one series went six. I'm assuming that the Blues win game six coming up here in a couple days. Just going on home ice to put it away. I think it'll be very similar to game seven against the Dallas Stars. And then what's even worth watching? We're talking playoff action. We're talking dominance, really, in the postseason, whether it's on the ice or on the hardwood here on the Sports Overnight America show. Reminder that we're live at 11 p.m. on Sunday night. You can check me out on Twitter at Jeff Rich Talks. And I'm just talking about, you know, maybe my fatigue with some of this playoff action. I mean, Boston dominating to put themselves into the Stanley Cup final at this point in time. That's I don't want to say it's a non-story, but it's not quite as exciting as the prospect of Of course, Portland winning that series, but now in order to do that, we're talking about them overcoming the most impossible of tasks and doing it against one of the greatest teams ever assembled. You know, you're not trying to sneak back, you know, you're not trying to sneak past a 94-95 Rockets team here. You're not trying to sneak past a 2004 Detroit Pistons team. I mean, you're getting in the way of would it be a three-peat at this point? Yeah, 17, 18, 19. A three-peat for the Warriors, four titles in 5 years. In order to do that, I don't think that it's going to start, you know, I don't think that it be, you know, it happens in the conference finals. I'm not sure I'm sold on the Milwaukee Bucks or the Toronto Raptors doing it. Boy, Toronto. Toronto really put 3-0 on a platter for Milwaukee just by dominating the entire game. I mean, and to be fair, I mean, what was Portland was up 13 at halftime. Scores 33 points in the second, 66 in the first half, 33 in the second half. That series ended right there. They're going to die in front of their own people on their home floor. That happens at 6 p.m. Pacific time, Monday, May 20th. Games on ESPN. Warriors are 3.5-point favorites, but they only got to win by one. And then we're getting ready for another finals. At least the Cavs won't be on the other side. So maybe there'll be a little bit of excitement there for the purest of pure NBA fans. All right, on the other side, we're talking a little bit of Major League Baseball. My name's Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America. You're listening to Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211. And this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This is Sports Overnight America with your host, Jeff Rich.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Struck him up. It's over. Shane Bieber, his first career complete game shutout and a career-high 15 strikeouts.
Now back to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, we are back, and on that note, a very happy weekend for my Cleveland Indians, at least the last 2 days, the Saturday and the Sunday. The Indians were able to knock off the hapless Milwaukee. I don't even care where they're from. They're that bad. It's the Baltimore Orioles. They dropped to 15-31 on the season. They're right where everyone expected them to be. We're back with Sports Overnight America. You're listening live at 11 p.m. on Sunday in the Pacific time zone. Go ahead and give me a call, 1-800-878-7529. Can't take your call if you're not listening live. Sorry, but you can get me on Twitter at Jeff Rich Talks, and you can get me on Facebook as well. Just go ahead and search for Jeff Rich Talks. And I'll talk a little bit about Cleveland. It is my native land. I have not lived there in nearly two decades, but still follow the Indians, the Browns, and the Cavaliers, and reluctantly also the Ohio State Buckeyes football team, at least. Maybe not so much the basketball program there in Columbus, Ohio, but and as a matter of fact, the Blue Jackets, not really a needle mover for yours truly, but the Indians, you know, we're holding out hope that for the first time since 1948, they can pull a rabbit out of their hat and somehow be the last man standing at the end of October or early November and be World Series champions for the third time in franchise history, a franchise that goes back to the year 1901. You know, every other team that's won a World Series has won it more recently than Cleveland and by a long shot, within my lifetime, as a matter of fact. The Yankees, you know, plenty, but it's been since 2009, so they could go a full 10 years without a championship if, you know, they don't find a way to get it done in 2019. Tampa Bay Rays have never won one, but they participated in, were defeated by the Philadelphia Phillies back in 2008. The Boston Red Sox, of course, they are currently the defending champions. Toronto Blue Jays went back-to-back in 92 and 93, have not been back to the Fall Classic since. The Baltimore Orioles were champions in, I believe it was 1983, and was it against the Kansas City Royals? It was not. That's a little bit before my cognizant time. The Minnesota Twins, successful in 87 and 91, have not been to the World Series since. The Indians last in the World Series in 2016, currently in second place in the American League Central Division, where the White Sox in 2005, Detroit in 1984, the Royals in 2015 and 1985, they were champions. The White Sox and Detroit have won it other times, but I'm just citing their most recent victories in the Fall Classic. All three basically in rebuilding mode. The Twins, you know, still have some pieces to add, but they are playing the best baseball in the American League, right behind the Houston Astros, who dropped one on Sunday to the Boston Red Sox, but have been baseball's best team. Just saw a 10-game winning streak come to an end, and there doesn't appear to be a second suitor in the National League West. So really, when you're thinking about the playoffs in the American League, and, you know, we're in mid-May, you know, it's not that early. You know, usually we take the 4th of July or the All-Star break as a good indicator that enough time has passed, but As far as I'm concerned, the Minnesota Twins have done plenty to earn the right to be talked about like their record is, that they are a better team on paper right now than the New York Yankees, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Boston Red Sox, and the Cleveland Indians. I'm not willing to concede that they've played better than Houston. It is very, very close. I think that I would give the edge to the Houston Astros just for the whole package. I think that there are pieces, parts. So if you do a true tale of the tape where Minnesota would stack up better than the Astros, who are, as of right now, just the defending American League West champions. You know, they were the defending world champions a year ago, but Boston took that title away from them and did not give Houston the opportunity to defend their crown in the World Series by knocking them off in the American League Championship Series. Over in the National League, you know, what can you say about Hyunjin Ryu's scoreless streak? You know, I remember Hershiser going 59, which is not only a Dodgers, you know, not only the Dodgers team record, but it is the Major League Baseball record. Kershaw's got a couple big stretches that he's coming up on, that Ryu would be coming up on if he could go, you know, another 7, another 10, where, you know, Kershaw had 37 and 41 at various stretches. Scoreless pitching is not always the name of the game. You want to be, you know, I think that you have to look at that from the macro point of view. You can't put every start under the microscope. You can't put a stretch of 3 starts. It is how much that guy gives you, you know, how many, you know, the percentage of how many days that he goes out there every 5th day and gives you a solid outing and puts your team in a position to win, regardless of whether they win that game or not. I think you evaluate the pitchers, and they say that the W is somewhat of an obsolete stat in this day and age, and it's true. It's true. You know, I watched an outing where Yu Darvish threw 4, Mike Montgomery threw 5 innings, and, you know, the Cubs win the game, and Darvish was in the game when the Cubs led the game, and they never relinquished the lead, but because of this 5-inning rule, he doesn't get credit. Now in that case, I would say Monty definitely outpitched you, but that 4-inning rule, if you are the most effective pitcher and you throw 4 innings, you should get the win. You should not be disqualified for not finishing 5 innings. And on that note, we definitely should not care at all about pitcher wins. CC Sabathia, for a minute there, looked like he might be close to landing on 500, or 500. Yeah, he's the next Cy Young, right? But, you know, with the personal issues that he's had, and, you know, just, you know, the fact that your body gets older, and especially a big guy like that, you just can't maintain the pace that you needed to be at in order to hit that milestone, which at this point in time, we're going to consider it, I would say, you know, unattainable. I just don't think that that's a thing that can happen anymore. CC Sabathia, you know, try to get 300. He is at career-wise 248. He would have to pitch another 7 years. And he's 38 years old, man. Oh, that's scary. That's scary. I once ran the same streets of Akron when he was pitching for the AA at the time, the Akron Arrows. They've rebranded it as the Akron Rubber Ducks because that seems to be the thing to do in minor league baseball. That and taking on some completely unrelated promotional item and then giving it away at your ballpark with a little sticker that says, oh, you were at Canal Park in Akron. Or, you know, you're going to put LeBron James in an Akron Rubber Ducks jersey or a University of Akron jersey, you know, any kind of crossover. I'm pretty sure that there is, you know, there's some kind of crazy thing with CC Sabathia. Oh, there's a disco night. Yeah, you can go on eBay and you could see CC Sabathia with the big afro and the leisure suit. Hey, Grady Sizemore on a surfboard from that era that Sabathia pitched for the Cleveland Indians. You know, is he a Hall of Famer? You know, he has 545 starts, 3,000 strikeouts, which is a huge plateau. Probably more important than the 300 wins or even the 260 wins that he won't get to. It kept Tommy John out of the Hall of Fame for a long time. What is the metric, though? You know, he was a Cy Young winner with the Indians, put the Brewers on his back, right up there with Rick Sutcliffe for best, partial season contribution to getting a team to the postseason. And, the World Championship with the Yankees in 2009. Now, he'd been with the Yankees from... Well, I want to say, I guess it was 2009 was his first year there. So a great start and then a little bit left to be desired after the fact. I'm not hating on the guy. I think he's a great pitcher, but I'm just not sure that we want it to be the Hall of Very Good. We want it to be the Hall of Fame. My name is Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America. Trajan Langdon hired as the general manager of the New Orleans Pelicans. He'll work for David Griffin. He went to Duke. Lots of Dukies in front office jobs in the NBA. We'll talk about that more on Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich here on Sports Byline.
Swings and lifts one in the air to deep center field. And going back is Acuna reaching up. Can't get it off the top of the wall and gone. And there's the first hit of the series for Christian Yelich, his 19th bomb of the year.
This is Sports Overnight America.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed. And 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you got to use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below the waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the Dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com. Promo code USA.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published.
travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hans looking for some space on the left. There really isn't any. Trey Jones just harassing him. And now Zion reached in, took it away, raced it in, hammer time with the right
now
hand.
Now back to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
You want to take a chance on that?
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Sports Overnight America on a Sunday night, the last hour of your weekend, live from 11 p.m. until midnight on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're also on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, and a little bit from Zion Williamson there, unless something crazy happens between now and the NBA draft in June. He will be the 70th player taken since Dick Groat went in the draft in 1953. Long gap between him and Doug Kistler in 1962. But the reality of the Duke basketball situation is that Mike Krzyzewski is the difference between Duke being a program that occasionally put a player in the NBA, including Mike Jaminski, to having Johnny Dawkins, Danny Ferry, Christian Laettner, Bobby Hurley, Antonio Lang, Grant Hill, Cherokee Parks, Corey Maggette, Trajan Langdon, Elton Brand. When you talk about Brand, when you talk about Langdon, Corey Maggette, I mean, these guys are all players taken in the 2000 draft. William Avery as well, not as long a career. Of course, Rashawn McLeod from the 1999, it gets better as you, as you hit the turn of the century, and you look around, some of these drafts from 16, 17, 18 years ago, Elton Brand, GM of the Philadelphia 76ers, Trajan Langdon, news just broke, general manager of the New Orleans Pelicans. Shane Battier works in the league. Jay Williams involved with the media. Lou Aldang. I mean, some of these guys are still playing. J.J. Redick's still playing from the 2007 draft. You have, Dante Jones was on a championship team back in 2016. Carlos Boozer was still playing. One of the Plumlees still plays, I believe, for the Portland Trailblazers. Jabari Parker, a little bit disappointing. You see a lot of Rodney Hood as a role player. Still kind of waiting for, the jury's still kind of out on Brandon Ingram, perhaps on Jahlil Okafor as well. Justice Winslow, Jason Tatum has proven that he can play the part. Marvin Bagley looks like he's going to be a great player. Ditto for Harry Giles. So you see a lot of these guys that, are part of a good program, even if it just at that one point. Now, there are a lot of stops in between. I believe there's been 20 players since Kyrie Irving was drafted in 2012. In 2011. That's just wild to me. Kyle Singler, Austin Rivers, both the Plumlees, Ryan Kelly, Tyus Jones, Luke Kennard, Gary Trent, Frank Jackson, Wendell Carter, Grayson Allen, and all of those guys. It's a heck of a program. That's what makes college basketball kind of unwatchable. Is that, it's the same usual suspects at the top. It's always Duke. I mean, Villanova, they crash the party every once in a while, but they're not exactly Framingham State. Not exactly Chadron State or Grand Valley. I mean, it's a, and I've just named off a bunch of programs that aren't even Division One. But everybody knows you go to the top tier programs, you get, you are looked at as top tier talent. Go play for Calipari at Kentucky. What other program has that clout? Nobody in the Pac-12. Is Oregon the Pac-12's best basketball program currently? You know, Arizona struggled. Arizona State just, they seem like they really want to be, and that they're really putting in the time to get there. But, you know, if you judge a team by how it finishes rather than how it starts, it doesn't speak favorably to the Bobby Hurley era at Arizona State. Now, with that being said, for this team to be in the tournament just 2 years in a row is an incredible achievement. For them to have won a tournament game, despite the fact that it was a play-in game. And you could think, you know, however you want to think about that. But a playoff game is, a postseason game. Once you're eliminated from the Pac-12 tournament, if you don't get that call, you're not in the postseason. You go to that, you go to Dayton on Tuesday or Wednesday. Well, it doesn't matter what day you go. It matters what day you play. You know, you play a game on Tuesday or Wednesday in Dayton, and then you get to play on, you know, into everybody's bracket on Thursday. I mean, sure, you're going to be Arizona State slash, you know, whoever they played. At this point, I don't even remember. That's how here today, gone tomorrow, the whole NCAA tournament is for me. I get stumped sometimes thinking of, this year's champion. I know it wasn't Duke. And I'm getting there with the NBA playoffs. If there was a summer match, in Las Vegas between Clemson and Alabama, I'm not interested in seeing that. I don't want to see LeBron pick four guys to play, Steph, Clay, Draymond, Boogie, and Durant. I don't want to see repeats of things that I've already seen. Now, great teams are great teams, and sometimes it's fun, because the alternatives are just not wise options. I don't want to see one play three because I'm tired of one and two. I mean, it's got to get played. And I think that if you watch long enough, if you watch closely enough, you'll see something you haven't seen before. You'll see something that's enticing. Would we prefer to see LeBron's Lakers play Golden State in the Western Conference playoffs? Would we prefer to see anybody be competitive with the Golden State Warriors in any level of the playoffs? I mean, you got to be thinking it. You got to watch Toronto and Milwaukee and just figure that there's something missing there. I don't think, it'll take five more. But I don't think that Golden State's going to lose again. I think that they'll close out Portland. They'll have Durant back for the finals. They'll face a tired Toronto or Milwaukee team because I think that series is going six. I could have seen Milwaukee sweeping. And they had their chances. And they turned the ball over. And especially after Antetokounmpo fouled out, they just looked like they had no direction. They didn't play that game. They played their offensive sets between the half court and top of the key. You have five guys. If you're having trouble moving the ball, problems handling their traps, and we saw Middleton get away with one late for a key bucket late. You're having problems with those things, and they're keying down. And I'm going to tell you, when he scores 12 points, you're not going to win the basketball game. In fact, they were in that basketball game. I mean, a huge effort on the glass. Going both ways for the Greek Freak, but it doesn't look promising. It looks like it is going to be a domination of the Golden State Warriors. And then you're going to see these guys around the league long after their playing days are through. Now, I kind of want to see that, it's kind of like when you watch, when you watch a band and, you hear about beauty within the band and you're waiting for like the number two or the number three to go solo just so you can mock it. I'm kind of waiting for that. You know, is Klay Thompson, going to leave in free agency and be able to carry a team, or is he going to go join LeBron? How about if he goes and joins LeBron in L.A. and KD and Kyrie Irving go to New York? I don't even know that New York team, I'm not going to put them out of the playoffs, but I'm not sure they win the East. I am not sure that KD and Kyrie team wins the East. Because Philadelphia still it would be what they are. I mean, in Toronto, it all hinges on what Kyrie Irving ultimately decides to do. Or, pardon me, Kawhi Leonard. It looks like he's playing hurt. And if Milwaukee wins this series in five, which is possible, I think it goes six. I think it goes six or seven. I think that Milwaukee is the better team. I'd be excited to see Toronto in the finals for reasons that transcend basketball. I mean, the talk about growing the game. You don't grow the game any better than to put the one non-American team in the championship round. And what if they're the team? What if Toronto? I think that is just so unfathomable. Despite the fact that Kawhi Leonard has had good performances against them, at least for a half, I just don't think that Toronto and the Spurs teams that Kawhi Leonard play on, and by the way, none of them beat this semblance of the Warriors. I'm just waiting for something exciting to happen, and it's going to have to involve breaking up the Golden State Warriors, because you have LeBron, you have KD, and then I mean, are you putting the Greek Freak third? Is that the series that we need to see, the passing of the torch for LeBron James? I mean, he gets off easy this season. He was injured for a great deal of it when it fell apart. And there were other, there were other things falling apart around him. Everybody was on one-year deals. They didn't do anything to hamstring the franchise for the long term. They got the number four overall draft pick, which they're going to be able to use. And if it was the seventh pick, they'd have been able to use that to acquire Anthony Davis, because they're going to take what they can get for him, and nobody's going to trade for him if they think that he wants to bolt for the Lakers in free agency after the 19-20 season takes place. So New Orleans is between a rock and a hard place, but Trajan Langdon is going to work with Alvin Gentry and David Griffin, who runs that entire front office there in New Orleans, and it could be a promising future down there in the Delta, especially if you add Zion Williamson. He's not an instant winner, but he will make that team very good very quickly. And if they could add just a few pieces, whether it comes via free agency or acquiring draft picks or pulling off Godfather-level deals, because David Griffin will definitely guide Trajan Langdon through the process if Langdon can't handle things on his own. What we need in the immediate future is somebody to challenge Golden State. What we need in the long-term future is for the competitive nature to be balanced throughout the league and to have enough superstars that we could support a 30-team league. Of course, if you ask me, I'm always going to tell you that I believe that contraction, less players would be the answer. It would make the elite players seem even more elite without having cupcake types of schedules. And boy, I can't wait till college football becomes a topic of conversation here on the show. I intend to absolutely hammer it home with you. That is my niche. That is my favorite subject. The sport of football, the game that is played at the college level or the NFL level. Those are my 1 and 1A types of sports. But, you got to wait until late summer before we could really get into a lot of that. For now, it's baseball and what's left of the hockey season and the playoffs in the National Basketball Association. All right, we're running up against it. I'm going to throw it to a break. My name is Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211 and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Booker, 40. Rondo, high off the glass. And AD cleans it up. Anthony Davis with 53.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
We got a lot of work to do, but this is a good start.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. It's Sports Overnight America, the last hour of your weekend with Jeff Rich from Phoenix, Arizona. Check us out, 11 p.m. Pacific time Sunday nights, and then you give me the rest of the week, Monday through Thursday. Check us out at 10 p.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211. It was announced over the weekend that there's a chance that we're going to get the Cubs and Cardinals in 2020 in London. You know, I talk about the Toronto Raptors potentially going to the NBA Finals and how it would do a number for the global growth of the NBA. Of course, that is limited to North America. You know, we're talking about putting baseball over across the pond, giving them a good matchup. Maybe the Cubs and the Cardinals, the Nationals and the Mets have also been rumored to appear in that series. But baseball is going big this year with their first London series game between the Red Sox and the Yankees. What London needs to do is the same thing that you need to do with the NFL. You need to have some kind of minor league or tertiary league for everybody to be entertained, to let the game grow over there. And I think a senior circuit for Major League Baseball, an old senior league, would work well over there. All right, that's going to do it for the last hour of your weekend. My name is Jeff Rich. Thanks to Scott on the other side of the glass for producing a great show. Now stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.